This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Nigeria's Boko Haram jihadist rebels on Thursday released a video purportedly showing some of the more than 300 schoolboys abducted last week from a government boarding school in the northwestern town of Kankara. The more than six-minute-long video was released on social media. It appears to show the captors speaking to a group of boys in a wooded area. In the video, one of the captors tells one boy to repeat the kidnappers' demands that the government call off its troops and aircraft hunting for them. Hundreds of boys were abducted by the Islamic extremists from the government science secondary school in northern Nigeria's Katsina state. According to the site intelligence group, the rebels' leader Abubakar Shekau said in a video claiming responsibility for the attack that Boko Haram kidnapped the schoolboys because it believes Western education is un-Islamic. French President Emmanuel Macron held a video conference meeting after the Élysée Palace announced that he tested positive for COVID-19. We get more from Reuters' Maha Abdeldraoui.
In a statement made on Thursday, the president's office said the diagnosis was, quote, made following a PCR test performed at the onset of the first symptoms. The 42-year-old will self-isolate for the next 7 days. He will continue to work and carry out duties remotely. In addition, in the last 2 weeks, Macron has met with numerous world leaders, including the prime ministers of Portugal and Spain, Egypt's president, and attended a summit that included the heads of state of Germany, Italy, Belgium, and the EU chief, among others. Prime Minister Jean Castex will also self-isolate after coming into contact with Macron over the last few days.
That's Reuters' Maha Abdeldraoui.